Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm not. I'm
real serious. I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Damn straight. And I'm very close to getting 40. I mean, dangerously close. We are in July 1st. So that's 20 days, if any of you are counting. And I'm going to feel exactly how I feel now because age is nothing but a number. Guess what they said? Every Monday and Friday here on the Bart Winkler Show. On Monday, we get you the audio of the day slash weekend. And I will package said audio. I will make these statements as generic as possible because the objective of the game is for Bart to guess what he, she, it is saying. And they will be graded accordingly. Give a ding. Audio cue here. If it's correct, and give a buzzer. Audio cue there if it's incorrect. Five clips no matter what. Bart, let's start here. And you know what? In the spirit of July 4th, since neither of us are going to be here, and we're going to be in the absolute thralls of baseball, there is no other game in town.
Yeah, we ain't going to be here July 3rd either, are we, bud?
Sure as hell not. I'm taking off. I will be watching a soccer game that nobody cares about, but I will also be blasted out of my mind. So it's like my July 4th pregame party. So let's do all baseball here on this Guess What They Said. And the spirit of America's birthday and our national pastime, good old, trusty, dependable baseball. Let's start with the Nye Yankees. They lost tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays, they scored 4 runs in the bottom of the 6th. They wound up winning 5-4. At the Rogers Center. That's in Canada, if anybody's not paying attention. Blue Jays, they entered the sixth inning before the rally. It was a go-ahead 2-run single from Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who he got paid a lot of money, so it's good for them to get some, you know, recouping an investment a little bit. But the story really here is the Yankees. The Yankees have not had a good June to the tune, whereas they have had a losing record in this month. So I want you to guess what Aaron Boone had to say about having a losing record in June. This is 12 seconds long. Guess what the Yankees skipper had to say.
All right. Losing record in June. It's a long season. You know, we're trying to put good streaks together, and we got to make up for this one. Sometimes you get into this, but that's baseball. You know, we'll hopefully have more of these in a winning fashion, but long season. A lot of baseball yet to be played.
Yeah, I mean, not our best month, obviously. We want to do better than that, but it's part of the season. You know, I think it really comes down to a really tough week. You know we got to be a little bit better, and, you know, we just got to find a way to finish some of these games.
Yep, spirited clip. The whole thing I was looking for was Boone not being concerned, and you conveyed that in a way that was satisfactory to me. Aaron Boone not concerned with the Yankees losing record in June.
I like the way that you are. I don't want to say you're over-explaining, but you're explaining at a good level.
Well, I do want to kind of preface this by saying this is an audio vehicle, so a lot of people can't see what I'm doing. Hence, the over-explanation I think will help some of these people because they're listening to it.
Yeah.
And that gives me a lot of fluff to, transition into our next clip here. Let's go to the Athletics and the Rays. They started up their series today. The No Town, No City A's, which they're in Sacramento, but they don't really play for Sacramento. It's not even a major league park. It's a AAA park. They bounced on Oakland. They're not quite there for Vegas yet, but it's the A's. They wound up picking up a 6-4 win over the Tampa Bay Rays, who are also not playing in their own stadium. Jeez, baseball, what the hell? It's a 3-game
They got to figure out what to do if they make the playoffs.
Yeah.
They don't want to play at Steinbrenner Field if the Rays make the playoffs, which is very doable.
It's understandable considering it's the Yankees affiliate ballpark. So, like, imagine if it's the Yankees and the Rays in the playoffs in the American League Divisional Series, and the Yankees are going to go down south to George Steinbrenner Field. They definitely got to do something about that. But the hero of the game was right fielder Lawrence Butler. He wound up getting a two-run triple in the top of the ninth. It broke open a tie ball game and sent the A's to their second win in the last three games. I want you to hear from the hero of tonight, and I want you to guess what Lawrence Butler had to say on getting the game-winning run in the ninth inning. Now, this one is 12 seconds long. Guess what Lawrence Butler had to say.
About the game-winning run.
Si, senor.
Where was the game tonight?
It was in Tampa. So they were actually, they being the road team, they were at the top of the frame. So, yeah, Tampa had a chance to answer back.
And you had already said that, and I just then asked you.
1,000%.
Yeah. Well, I was deleting tweets.
You're still doing that? How is that taking so long?
Well, because I'm not deleting all my tweets. I'm just deleting a lot of them. I'm back to March of 2023.
Oh, well, good for you. You want to guess what Lawrence Butler had to say? Before I even ask you to guess, do you know who Lawrence Butler is? And I'm not being facetious here. I think I know as much baseball as the next guy here. Probably even a little bit more. I still do love baseball. You could put a gun to my head. I could not pick out Lawrence Butler out of a lineup.
Yeah, the A's just locked him up. He's been up for a couple of years.
That's how much the A's have been irrelevant. All right, guess what he said.
At least that's what his Wikipedia says.
Yeah, damn straight. No shot you knew that offhand.
Ew, ew. It was awesome, man. All you live for these moments. This is something that you dream about. It's just, we're trying to win ball games here. But, man, to have a moment like this, it's really just really exciting and fun.
I was just trying to put the ball somewhere in the outfield. Get a sack fly or, just a run score or something. I wasn't trying to get a hit. I was just trying to, bring the run in, however that may be.
That one makes way more sense.
Oh, baseball, it's a cruel mistress, and it is a marathon, not a sprint, as everybody likes to tell you. We can cut 162 game season down a little bit. I think 154 is a good number. Maybe that's a conversation for Listener Appreciation Week, which will be by the way, everybody, in 2 weeks. So set your watches accordingly. Before I do that, let's tell everybody you're 1-1 going into clip 3. And we were going to go down to the Pirates and Cardinals in NL Central matchup. You would have thought I would have snuck the Cubs in here, but I am very pissed with that team, so I'm not going to do it. We're going to talk about both their
rivals.
Okay,
and guess what? I closed my browser, and I'm also closing my eyes to really just focus on the task at hand.
All right, no problem. Well, I will go ahead and just do the best of my ability to describe this game to you, and more importantly, a bit of the heater.
You know, Stevie Wonder wears a watch. Why do you think that is?
Because he's rich?
Yeah, you can't see. Go ahead.
That's very true. The Pirates, they shut out the Cardinals. The Pirates have been a little bit of a heater. They wound up sweeping the 9 Mets over the weekend on a 3-game set, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And not even just sweeping them by like 1-2 runs. They smoked them pretty much all of these games to the tune of my wife is extremely pissed. And I'm a little upset too because I would like some breathing room between me and the rest of the NL Central being a Cubs fan. Brewers are still 2 behind. But the Pirates, they beat the Cardinals 7-0 in the opener.
of a three-game set in Pittsburgh. Spencer Horowitz went 2-for-4, home run, 3 RBIs. Cabrian Hayes, who might be get traded, he had 2 RBIs of his own. But the story of the game here was Andrew Heaney. He took a no-hitter into the sixth inning. He wound up finishing with 3 hits allowed, 7 strikeouts, and 6-2 1/3. Pirates have won 4 in a row. Now, they still stink, you know, record-wise. They're 36-50. But, you know, you get a chance to beat up on a divisional rival a little bit to open up a series. That feels pretty good. So, Andrew Heaney being the story of the night, I want you to guess what Pirates manager Don Kelly, who is the interim, by the way, I want you to guess what Don Kelly had to say on Andrew Heaney this season. This one is 13 seconds long. Guess what Don Kelly had to say on Andrew Heaney.
13 seconds long, you say?
Season your.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, he's just been, he's had some bad starts. His last start was 4 innings, 7 earned.
Yeah,
same with
rocked.
The one before that. He's just been battling. It's great for these guys to have a night like this. We know that he's a good pitcher, and typically he can be a guy that we depend on. But we just need him to get those innings, and he was great tonight. He's just been, you know, a calm presence as a veteran. You wish you had a team full of Andrew Heaneys.
You got a team full of Andrew Heaneys, you're not making the playoffs.
He's a pro, and he's been really good for us. I mean, he's had only a handful of tough starts, and I think sometimes that gets magnified when you have 2 in a row or whatever, but he's a pro.
Good enough for me. Andrew Heaney's a pro. I mean, what else is the manager going to say?
When you first said something, I thought that was the clip, and I was like, whoa!
I'm like, Don Kelly sounds just like Carlos.
I was like, whoa! And then I realized it was you.
All right, well, you get the point here. So 2-1 going into our fourth clip. Let's go back a little bit to Sunday Night Baseball. Tarek Skubal, he wound up destroying the Minnesota Twins. Detroit beat them 3-0 at Comerica Park. That's in Detroit, people. Skubal improved to 10-2. He struck out 13 Twins and held Minnesota to just 1 hit in 7 scoreless innings. Your offense was supplied by Kerry Carpenter and Ryler Green. They both homered in the victory. The Tigers, Detroit, has won the last 3 of their 4 games coming into Monday morning. So, it's all about the pitching. Tarek Skubal's probably going to win your AL Cy Young, especially since there's a bunch of pitchers that could have won it, you know, like the Yankees, like, you know, I'm talking about, I can't even think of what the hell's it. Gerrit Cole. He wound up getting hurt, missed in the season. So I think as long as Skubal stays healthy, he should get this Cy Young. He's that damn good. I want you to guess what A.J. Hinch had to say on Tarek Skubal's 13-strikeout effort. This was a little bit longer. It's 24 seconds long. But I have faith in you. You can do it. Guess what A.J. Hinch had to say.
He just continues to impress and amaze. You know, he's working the zone so well. Just when you think that you've seen everything that you can, he unlocks a new level and really was dominant on the mound today, really had control of his command, and he's been a big part of our success. And to continue to watch him, it's been a pleasure. And it's, you know, I'm very happy that he's on our team.
He was outstanding, obviously. Not only with the execution and the pure dominance, but the the ability to be creative and adjust to their aggressiveness, to stay in the moment, to give us seven strong, series win, division opponent, all right-handed lineup.
I'm sorry, once you start talking about the lineup, I just kind of lost it. Good for you. I mean, again, what is a manager not going to do? They're not going to destroy their player for no reason. They're always going to back their guy. So if anybody's keeping score, which I hope you are, Bart will win this 3-1, but we always play the fifth cut because somebody somewhere needs this for whatever reason. And we're going to go back to that Mets, that aforementioned Mets. Remember, they got swept by the Pirates. That's a three-game sweep. They lost all three of them. They got bludgeoned in the series closing game. The Pirates won 12-1. Pittsburgh outscored the Mets 30-4 over those three games. Your offense was supplied by O'Neill Cruz. He hit two runs. He drove in four. I don't really care what the Pirates are doing because I already talked about their record. They have 36 wins. They kind of stink. I want to talk about what the Mets are looking at right now. And more importantly, their broadcaster, Ron Darling for SNY, former Major League pitcher himself. I want you to guess what he had to say, Bart, about the state of the Mets after the losing to the Pirates in this fashion. This is 15 seconds long. You already win the game, but can you stick the landing? Guess what Ron Darling had to say.
This is just really the low point of the season. You can't be a contending baseball team with this much money and put a performance like this. It's lifeless. We got to expect better from these guys. They got to expect better from themselves.
Well, if you have nothing good to say, let's talk about the Pirates. Under Don Kelly now, they're 16-9 here at PNC Park. Is that they are playing much better under their new interim skipper than they were to start the season.
Completely disregarded the Mets and went to the Pirates, but good for you. You still win the game. Darling had a lot of just disgust as he was giving the Pirates their flowers. Up and final score, 3-2. You know what that means. And that's guess what they said. Well done.
I feel like I shouldn't have won that game.
Okay, but you did. It's 3-2. It's not like you won 5-0.
Yeah, I think you're a little generous on the. But I'll take it. Hey, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.